The basic measure, and probably the most important measure we track over the years, is a very simple question about the accuracy of news stories. Do news organizations generally get the facts straight, or are stories often inaccurate? And in the current survey, the just released survey, we get just 29% saying that news organizations generally get the facts straight, while 63% say that news stories are often inaccurate. It's an overall impression. I mean, they're not saying that every story is inaccurate. They're not saying that even, they say often inaccurate. That's a somewhat of a vague term. But, I mean, the value of our survey is the trend. And in 1985, 55% said that news organizations generally get the facts straight, and only about half as many do so today. I mean, you know, there are a lot of potential factors that are driving this. You know, there are certainly a lot more news media outlets than there were in the 1980s. We see more of a politicization of views of news organizations. And you know, as journalists remind us in the surveys of journalists we've done, journalists acknowledge that that the rate of errors is on the rise. So there are a lot of different factors for this.
One of the things that a journalist has to get used to, at least they did several years ago, was working with an editor who often would catch the mistakes if there were any made in the original story.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you've got the financial pressures now and fewer editors looking at maybe more copy.
Well, that's certainly what journalists are telling us. It's hard for the public to offer such a detailed sort of insider perspective, but a 2004 survey we did of journalists, of national and local journalists, found that most said that the bottom line pressures were hurting the quality of journalism, and that was hurting accuracy, among other things. And so you do see that, and I think the incident with CNN the other day provides kind of a dramatic example. As you know, there was a false report of a potential terrorist attack in the Potomac River, when it turned out to be a Coast Guard training exercise, and CNN was a little too hasty, a little too quick to report that story, and it caused quite a stir. And I think those are the kind of incidents that people might have in mind when they say that stories are often inaccurate.
I noticed in the survey, when you asked people how do you view the media, you did not define exactly what the media was. You're looking at the legacy media, newspapers, radio, television, and then you're looking at the internet, you're looking at cable news shows, the talking heads, which a lot of people say fit into the media category. How do you distinguish those two broad groups?
Well, I think it's changed. There's no doubt that when people do look at news organizations now, they probably have a different conception of what they mean than they did, say, 25 years ago. But I suspect to a large degree they're talking about the mainstream news organizations, and I think their reputation has declined a bit. I think what's interesting, when we ask specific credibility measures, which we don't do in this survey, we have done in 2008, 2006, it's interesting, we see some of the same trends at work, whereas mainstream news media organizations, their credibility ratings are lower than they were, say, 15 or 20 years ago. That said, their credibility ratings are higher than online news organizations. So, the mainstream news organizations, they have taken a hit over the years, but their credibility ratings are still higher than places like Google News or Yahoo News. Some of the popular websites have even lower credibility, such as Drudge Report or Huffington Post, much lower credibility than any of the mainstream organizations we test.
We in the media have seen a major increase in the number of people who start their own websites, call themselves the news organizations, and basically they're blogs, maybe
right,
with their own political opinion, their own religious opinion, or whatever. Is that skewing the results of this?
It could be. I mean, the whole definition of news seems to be changing. I mean, if you tune into any cable of the major cable networks, MSNBC, CNN, or Fox News in the evening, you're as likely to see opinionated programs as news programs. Does this factor into people's judgments of the news media generally? No doubt it does. And so they're seeing a lot more opinion, especially in those primetime programs. Now there are still the network newscasts do the traditional job that they've always done, but their audiences are declining and getting older. Same is true with newspapers.